All right, continuing the conversation now. One of my favorites joining me here on the program. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, Michigan's own, of course. Ronna, welcome back to the program.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Nothing interesting happening, of course, over the last few days. Very quiet, I noticed, in D.C. No big explosions, except for, of course, the conversation with the squad and the president and, budget bills and debt spending. A lot going on, in fact. Let me ask you this.
Super boring.
Well, yeah, it's been really quiet lately. Plus, we've got the NAACP, and Rashida Tlaib says she's not leaving until Donald Trump is impeached, which is too bad. I guess that means she's going to be here for six more years.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kind of disappointing. Anyhow, let's start with the squad. Let's start with these women, these members of Congress, including one from Michigan, that they basically framed the debate. The debate is the squad and socialists, because all of the leading candidates on the Democrat side for president have embraced the squad and their far-left ideas, so they've basically become one and the same. So it's the American dream and Donald Trump versus the squad. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's the American dream versus the socialist squad. I mean, look what they're advocating: open borders, abolish ICE, sanctuary cities, giving health care to illegal immigrants. I mean, all of these things sound radical, but this is what the Democrat Party now stands for. And what does that mean? It means that tax-paying Americans who live here, who have abided by the laws and obeyed them, will have to pay for all of these social safety nets for people coming in here illegally. And you know what? We're all fans of legal immigration. That's a great thing. But when people are breaking the law, they shouldn't benefit from the tax dollars of hardworking Americans.
I greatly agree with that. And that is your problem. You've got, and it doesn't matter. Right now, I have the feeling that Elizabeth Warren is the one that's going to emerge from this field of 20. We'll see if that plays out. But, you know, free pre-kindergarten 0 through 5, then free education, and then free community college, and then free four-year college, free health care. Abortion on demand as an elective procedure at any time during a pregnancy. All of these far-left ideas, they don't play not only in Michigan, but they don't play in North Carolina. They don't play in Florida. They don't play in any of the critical swing states, in my estimation. Your thoughts?
I agree, and I think voters are smarter than this. You know, Democrats think they can say free this, free that, and voters know, because we all are smart. We all run our own households. Free means that it's going to cost you more money. It means almost 100% tax, over 100% tax increase for every single Michigander. It's ludicrous. It means the government will control our medical procedures, who our doctors are. They will control our education choices, what path we will be on. It'll be a total government takeover of our lives. And I just think that is not what our country stands for. And this is where the Democrat Party is. Now, they're afraid to say it right now. Some of the leaders are saying, oh, wait, let's not tell everybody this is where we are. The socialist squad has taken over. They're the leaders of the Democrat Party, and they want to reshape America as we know it.
And that's part of it. You know, I saw something you posted on Twitter here in the last day or two. About America and American are now words to avoid at Colorado State University because they might be offensive and they're not inclusive. Is this how far down the rabbit hole we've gone? Have we really created a bunch of anti-American Americans who really believe that people are coming here by the millions to break into the country illegally, plus the million or more that come here legally every year, which is by far more than every other country in the world combined, and yet these people believe that America and American are somehow offensive?
It is outrageous what this university has done, banning the words America and American. And, you know, Colorado is where, at an ICE facility, they took down the American flag and put up another country's flag. What's even more outrageous, Steve, is not a single Democrat's talking about it.
Not one.
They don't condemn it.
Nope.
They don't say this is outrageous. They don't care. And this is why the president said, we live in the greatest country on earth. I'm never going to let America be a socialist nation. He's not going to apologize for standing for the flag. He's not going to apologize for supporting our troops. And the Democrats, being taken over by this radical wing of their party, does not believe that it's okay to say the words America in schools. That's crazy.
Let me ask you this. Ronna McDaniel here with us, RNC chair. I know you are on occasion privy to polling numbers and so forth. Before the 2016 election, I predicted that Donald Trump would win. Along the way, there were two states that got away that I thought he would also pick up, New Hampshire and Minnesota. I know you see polling and so forth. New Hampshire, I think, is probably a pretty solid bet to come into the Trump column. What about Minnesota? 10 electoral votes there, and Ilhan Omar right there, the lightning rod, the firebrand for the Democratic Socialist. Does she hurt the president's chances in Minnesota or help him greatly?
She helps him in Minnesota, and his numbers are very strong there. We will absolutely be competing in Minnesota, New Hampshire, and the other state I would say is Nevada that got away, and especially with the immigration chances of the Democrat Party not taking care of our huge crisis at the border. You know, what people don't realize is Democrats go to the border and they have this big photo op, and they go on TV and they say, this is terrible. They have voted against humanitarian aid 80 times, the Democrats have.
They've
voted
that.
Against humanitarian aid 80 times. The cages, the Obama cages, came from the Democrat Party. So all these things that they will not solve.
Yeah, let's be honest. They are not cages. They're chain-link sections of fence you get at any tractor supply store, and all they are is to keep people in pod one, pod two, pod three, to make sure that they have, you know, the right group of people together, because you don't want a bunch of, you know, military-age men with a bunch of teenage girls. I mean, let's be honest. That's not the situation you want to set up in one of these facilities, right? So let's call it for what it is. It's a segregation system that's not ideal. But it's not ideal because we have this overloaded system that has been created by the bait put out there by Democrats. Fair enough. If you come here, you know, you can apply for asylum. If you come here, you never really have to appear for your court hearing and so on and so forth, right?
You don't have to abide by our laws. You don't have to show up for our court hearings. You don't have to apply for asylum at the ports of entry. Come and everything will be free. I mean, they are creating a magnet without solving the problem. And then they go and cry foul and say, look at what's happening at the border, when they are the ones who have the ability to solve it. And the president time and time again has gone to the Democrats and said, let's fix the problem. Let's create merit-based immigration. Let's create a wall.
And instead,
so that we can make sure that we don't have these porous borders. And the Democrats want the photo op. They want to go cry on TV. And this is what they do.
And they,
but they never solve problems. Ever.
And they want Bob Mueller to save them, which isn't going to happen, by the way. The Department of Justice saying, Bob, you can say whatever you want as long as it's within the 448 pages of your report, which is coming tomorrow, which will be a circus for all the mainstream media and so forth. Ron, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think Michigan's key to this president, manufacturing jobs have come back, unemployment's gone down. And this is a state that's going to deliver. Notice the Democrats aren't passing USMCA. Notice they're not doing anything to help Michiganders. They want to raise our taxes. They want to take away all the things that we support, the American dream. And this is the time to stand up and make a choice as to where we want the country to go. And we need to support President Trump again.
Yeah, the national candidates coming to town next week, so they want to shut down Line 5 and the energy to the Upper Peninsula and elsewhere as well. Ronna McDaniel, always appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Ronna McDaniel from the RNC, Michigan native. All the best people come from Michigan, make no mistake. 41 after, a special story coming up next.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.